And that was the theme to My Life as a Teenage Robot, followed by the theme to Rocket Power, which I'm just realizing now sounds almost exactly like...
Yeah, one very good show, one not so good show.
No, those are two pretty good shows.
Nah. Teenage Robot was kind of lame.
No, My Life as a Teenage Robot was awesome.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay, here's the thing, like... It's not exactly, like, it's a show that isn't exactly, like, made for, like, our demographic, too. You know? True. Like, it's more towards, like, it's like, did you like As Told by Ginger?
I did, actually.
Really? Well, that's actually kind of interesting.
Well, because As Told by Ginger was on when I was, Teenage Robot probably came on when I was about 11 or 12.
Yeah, so you were older at that point.
I was starting to leave my Nickelodeon phase.
Yeah.
Whereas As Told by Ginger, I was kind of on the, it was on,
As Told by Ginger
is
great. Like, I'm not knocking As Told by Ginger, but. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. This is the Astro Hour. Wait, the show is on, right, John?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're okay. Sean was looking at the clock, and I was like, did I miss something? This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm joined here by my two reoccurring guests, Sean Freeman and Chris Del Russo. Introduce yourselves.
Have we reached friend of the program status yet?
No.
Come on, man.
See, I feel like friend of the program is like if you guys were on every, like, 3 weeks for over the course of like 2 years, you know.
We've been on pretty much every week for the course of 2 months. So.
Yeah, that doesn't proportionally work out still.
it's numbers, all right?
Exactly, it's numbers. We've kind of got a good show planned. We have talking points.
Yeah, we did,
which is pretty good.
This is like one of the better ones.
Yeah,
we have a
playlist, kind of. It's not ordered at all, but I have a playlist of songs that I want to play.
We're about to drop some lures.
Yeah. Yes, we are about to drop some lures.
Anyone wants to mooch off our lures?
Yeah.
So we're gonna go into some music, but stay tuned for an interesting conversation about kilts. In the meantime, here is Heart is Full by Mike Snow.
Hungry arms, wild hungry arms,
That was Mike Snow with Heart Is Full, followed by Weezer doing an acoustic version of King of the World off of their latest album, The White Album.
That name seems stolen.
Weezer or The White Album?
The White Album.
That probably, yes.
That's a Beatles.
That is true. Yeah. Okay, let's get some background music in here. Thank you,
this
Boston.
This isn't light.
Thank you, Boston Pops. No, I feel like this is like a good... This is definitely a good background thing. Yeah, this is light.
What are we, in the Big Band era or something?
Yes, we are indeed.
We are not.
How do you expect to ever make friend of the program if you challenge him all the time?
There we go. Sean Freeman coming in.
Sean Freeman, friend of the program.
So, Olympics. Let's talk Olympics.
Oh, right. My God, I Olympics. Hate Zubats so much.
Katie, stop talking about the Pokemon if you're playing Pokemon.
Katie Ledecky.
Amazing.
What about her? I didn't really...
Insane.
Yeah.
She's like, she's actually just I'm an for animal. It.
Did anyone see that Allie Raisman's floor routine?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
How high she jumped on that.
It was amazing.
It was incredible.
And, you know, and she got silver. So Simone Biles last night, right? They were talking, her margin of victory last night to get gold over Allie Raisman.
Like 2.1, right?
Was a higher margin of error than all of the margin of errors over the past 40 years combined.
Oh my God. Margin of victory?
Margin of victory, yeah. Not margin of error,
excuse
me.
You're in your political mode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's insane.
That's incredible. She is an amazing... I loved her quote, too. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it. I'm not the next Usain Bolt. I'm not the next Michael Phelps. I'm the first Simone Biles. I think that's amazing.
The most, like, literally, like, her deductions were, like, 0.057 or something like that. Like, it was almost a perfect routine.
It's crazy. She's that, I tell you, that the final five, as they're dubbed, they have been incredible. Mm-hmm. Just watching. I don't know much about gymnastics. I don't know anything about gymnastics.
Yeah, no, I can't
All
tell
I know
what,
is
what
that they are incredibly talented, and I am amazed watching them.
So, like, I just watch it every time, and I say this to my family every time. Like, if they just put their efforts into, like, fighting crime, what they could do. I mean, I always think of, like, Dick Grayson, you know, Nightwing, like, starting out as an acrobat, you know?
I saw this tweet that was like, if we're not recruiting these girls to put together a super elite spy team, then why do we even pay taxes?
Yeah.
Like, why are we not funding this?
Yeah. That being said, like, they train to do these perfect flips on a perfectly square... You know, like, mildly elastic mat. Yeah, you know? I'm not sure what other situations they can do them in.
That mat has a lot of, like, has a bit of
it
spring.
It has a little bit of spring,
bit of spring
to it.
It
doesn't
it,
have that
But
much.
The fact that Allie Raisman jumped that high and did, like, four flips in the air, that's not human.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
I've always been a fan of having an average person compete next to the people.
I saw.
Now, like, we'll have a different person for every country and be like, and now here's the German average person about to try to attempt what they just did.
I saw. There was a tweet.
Not even, though. They would, like, almost do a cartwheel and just be like, no, I'm good. Thanks, everybody.
A somersault on the mat and be like, ta-da.
Yeah, then they'd put their hands up. Michael Phelps.
Oh my God.
Being the most decorated Olympian since Leonidas of Rhodes in 152 BC. That's amazing.
That's,
like, even when he got his silver, like, I love how for him, silver is just like, whatever. Like, sure. Okay, another silver medal. All right. You know? It's just average for
him. I think he's only a couple of golds away from having more gold medals than the country of Australia or something
He's like 38th all-time in Summer Olympic gold medals. He has more gold medals than some countries have medals in total.
Yeah.
Guys, there's a Clefable.
I mean, yeah, I know there's a Clefable.
What? There's a Clefable? Found it!
But the thing about it is like... Like, yeah, it's impressive to have 22 gold medals and 26 total medals. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But also, if you're going to do it, swimming is the sport to do it in because there are just so many events. And like, it's not like you're spending a lot. It's not like...
Like, someone who fences could never win 22 gold medals.
Yeah.
Like,
someone who fences can get a lot because there's three different types of fencing. But someone who plays, like, let's say water polo has one shot at getting a gold medal, like... Every time they go to the Olympics. Yeah. And their career spans, like, what? Like, two Olympics?
I don't know if you guys watched the 2008 Olympics or how much you remember of them. But him competing in all eight events and then winning all eight events that he competed in, that was insane. The fact that he won eight gold medals in one Olympics. And then that he's now won the same, the 200-meter medley?
Yeah.
Four Olympics in a row. The last time someone else won the 200-meter medley, Bill Clinton was president, which is insane. Why won't you get in the Pokeball?
Yeah, I think he's an amazing athlete. Don't get me wrong. Like, but he does have, he has many more opportunities to win gold medals than most athletes would ever have.
Yeah. He's, but there's, this is supposed to be his last Olympics, right? He's
I mean, it's his fourth Olympics. He was in Athens in 04. Like,
And that's also, that's pretty insane.
Katie Ledecky, though, is apparently, like, they're calling her the next Michael Phelps or whatever, because she was 15 in the last Olympics and won gold, and now this year... She has not been beat, by the way. She's competed in 12 major events and has never lost.
That's,
like, ever.
That's crazy. Amazing.
Yeah. And, like, she's not even winning by, like, a second or anything. She's blowing people out of the water by, like, 7 seconds.
Yeah. Like... It's insane.
Yeah. She, I was actually watching the 800 meter... race yesterday she was in. She stopped using her legs at one point.
That's a joke.
She was only no, I swear to God, I'll show you the video. She was only using her arms at the, like, for the last, like, lap. She just kind of stopped using her legs, stopped kicking. It was just, like, kind of coasting along.
Did anyone, the dude who, like, Michael Phelps is rival, his rival
Ryan
with?
Lochte?
No, not Ryan Lochte. No, the South African Chad Leclos.
I thought we were going to talk about Ryan Lochte and how much of a douche he is.
We can. But Chad Leclos, like, that guy has been talking so much trash, and then he loses, and there's, like, a still picture of him. There's a still picture of him with Michael Phelps ahead of him. Michael Phelps is looking forward. Chad Leclos is looking at Michael Phelps. Mm-hmm. Like, which that is the ultimate Chad move.
Like in rowing, you're not supposed to look over. Like,
yeah. How many times I've seen that this Olympics? Like, I'm like, that guy's looking at the boat. That guy's looking at the boat.
I don't think I've watched enough rowing over this Olympics. All right. It's time for more music because we're getting to a point where, I'm catching it. Don't worry about it. Oh, Pokemon. Here is a song called Bill Clinton, which has nothing to do with Bill Clinton by KMF.
Bill Clinton, you can call me Bill. Bill Clinton, you can call me Bill. girl's heart. Is it my turn now? I've been a pawn on this board for a while, but now it's all turned around. I caught myself playing with this girl's heart. Is it my turn now? I've been a pawn on this board for a while, but now it's all turned around.
We are coming back, Chris. Yeah. We are back. That's not the song that I was looking for.
Wait. That's subtle background music.
For, is it Flower of Scotland? Wait. I'm looking for bagpipes. Whatever. Let's talk about kilts. So Sean and I were having this conversation the other day about how men should have more style options. And the first thing on our clothing line, or at least the first thing I'm putting on the clothing line is kilts. Like, I think kilts are totally underused. What do you guys think?
I think this sounds like the basis of a Rugrats episode.
There's a Rugrats episode about kilts?
There's a Rugrats episode about Phil and Chucky wearing dresses, and they're all upset. They're like, how come mommies can wear pants and daddies can wear skirts? How come we can't wear dresses?
Oh, because their dad is wearing a kilt?
Yeah.
That's actually amazing.
That sounds like...
So anyway, I found this kilt. Uh-huh. Readers at home can find it by going to tinyurl.com/ZachKilt. Or we can look at it on Etsy. But like, it looks cool. Like, it's just like a black denim kilt. Like, wait, it's on my computer. Oh, I'm getting the Nidoran female.
Does it have pockets?
It has pockets, yes. It's a Utila kilt. Right. Wait, where is it? I have it? No,
see it as the Muppets.
No, I've got the Muppets open on my phone.
The one
that's
thing
all
we
I
have
do.
Is tinyurl.com/ZachKilt.
That's very true. Men have like, pockets, which is good.
Like, that, yeah. That's like the one thing that like yes, that is what we have.
Yeah, because so women don't have pockets, and it's really unfair, actually. Like, I'm a huge believer that women's pants should have better pockets.
But what if it just
fake pockets,
to boost the pocketbook industry?
I think it totally is.
The pants and the pocketbook industry go hand in hand.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% a believer that it's all the pocketbook industry and the handbag industry. See, this kilt looks awesome, doesn't it? This is tinyurl.com/ZachKilt. tinyurl.com/ZachKilt.
Kilt spelled K-I-L-T.
K-I-L-T, yes, yes. I'm not being paid by this person, although if this person would like to pay me, I would accept
Today's
it.
Today's episode of the Astro Hour is brought to you by tinyurl.com/ZachKilt.
No, this is, what is it? Speed Me Up. It's an Etsy shop that sells kilts. They're on sale, folks at home. Yeah, no, it's
once
not a,
again,
it's
once
not
again,
a,
the Astro Hour is not sponsored by these.
It's kilts. Not like one of those like plaid tartan kilts, because I'm not Scottish, right? Mm. So I feel, and like those tartans are like specifically for certain clans. Mm. So I felt like it would be culturally insensitive to get one that, maybe it's because I go to Tufts that I'm thinking about cultural insensitivity, but I thought it would be culturally insensitive to get one that's like a clan that I don't belong to. So I was like, look at this black denim American made Utila kilt. Like,
Utila kilt,
because it has pockets and stuff.
Pockets and stuff.
Pockets and stuff.
Sounds like the great name for a store. Pockets and stuff.
Maybe that should be the name of our clothing line, yeah, Sean.
Oh boy, Halloween in January.
Halloween in January. An All Hallows Eve store in January? How oddly trifle.
I love making references that the dear readers don't understand.
I think they do. Anyone who's seen BoJack Horseman, ooh, the cops are coming for us.
You just made the ultimate dad joke.
I'm just saying,
looks like they found me.
I hate you.
That's you. You just made that
People
joke.
People compare me to dad all the time. One time I wore, in my dorm, I wore cargo shorts, Converse,
socks?
A NASA t-shirt, and a Red Sox cap. And someone was like, you're dressing like a dad.
Shirt away from wearing that currently, I think.
Were you wearing
I'm not wearing cargo shorts. I'm wearing like skinny shorts.
Were you wearing tube socks too?
Yes, because I always wear tube socks.
Oh, God.
Almost always. Jeez. I almost always wear tube socks.
Zach is a dad. Not a real dad. But
I'm
Zach
not a dad,
is,
thank God.
Zach is the behavior of a dad at the age of 19.
Yes. How did this go from kilts to stereotypical father-like qualities?
Because you made a joke about, oop, the police
what's your
got
opinion,
us.
What's your opinion about kilts, Chris? You haven't really voiced an opinion about whether or not you'd wear a kilt.
If I'd wear one, not sure.
I feel like
they
you
seem
would.
Comfortable. They seem very free.
But what if it was in, though? What if it was, like, the latest trend?
If it was
trend?
The style,
yeah,
then
yeah.
I definitely
like
would.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. Like someone, I was talking to someone about this last night, and they were like,
Guys, you know me. I don't have any style whatsoever. I've been wearing the same kind, like, style of skate
You have
skate
been wearing
shoe.
V-neck skate shoes and shorts for your entire life.
Yeah,
we are
pretty
well
much
aware.
Since I grew up thinking I was like a West Coast punk rock kid, and I didn't. I wasn't one of those. I listened to Blink 182. I was like, yeah, man, can't wait to go out to San Diego and skate. And I never really skated. I kind of skated, and then I hurt my ankle, and now I don't skate anymore.
Yeah. There was a time when I was a kid where I wanted to be a skater, but kilts. All right. No, so I was talking to someone.
I'm getting you off this kilt topic as much as I can.
I was talking to someone, and they were like, well, you know, maybe like wearing a dress would be like more of a middle finger to societal norms. And I'm like, I'm not trying to like hold up a middle finger to societal norms.
I'm just trying
to slip in. Yeah, I'm just trying to slip in and be like, hey, people can wear kilts / masculine skirts. Like, oh yeah, yeah, we almost got to do PSA.
Make sure you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, thank you.
Is there a kilt one?
Is there a kilt PSA?
Let's find out if there's a kilt PSA. There's definitely not a kilt PSA.
Can we call Scottish one or Doritos?
Yeah, I'm gonna look up.
All three of us were on the rowing team at Medford High School.
Scott
and our old head coach is a kilt wearer. Can we call
Irish?
Him?
No, we're not gonna call
can
him.
Can we call McCormick?
Why not? We can have our first.
No,
like,
we're not.
We can have our first call-in guest.
No, we're not gonna do that.
Coach McCormick, Edward McCormick, if you are listening, please give us a call.
Yeah.
At 855-915-9636.
WMFO.
Did you turn my volume off?
Yes, I did.
I'm loud enough that I'll be heard on the other mics.
That is mildly true, yes.
Mildly?
All right.
Ooh, there's a jinx here.
Who do we pick? Okay, this one's relatively topical. Let's do this one.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you, the Ad Council.
Man, I wish Forrest Whitaker read that one.
Yeah, that one would have been better for Forrest Whitaker. Although he has his daughter in that one, so it's good. All right, let's get into some more music. Here is Marvin Gaye with I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Chosen hands to make me blue with some other.
And that was Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye, followed by War with All Day Music, which I don't know if the Marvin Gaye is, but definitely All Day Music is off of Obama's recent Spotify playlist.
Which was,
both of them are really good, actually.
Them, yeah.
He released one for daytime music and one for nighttime music.
the fact that his nighttime playlist has Chance the Rapper on it.
The nighttime playlist so happy. Or Chance on the daytime.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Chance on the daytime.
Okay, I got them confused.
But the nighttime is like really, really smooth. And like Vox did a review of it and were like, it's kind of weird, but this is like a really sexy playlist. like it's like if you look at some of the songs, like they're really, some of them are like Barack Obama.
Yeah, he's
I don't know.
His music taste, man.
I do love Barack.
I do like that playlist.
It's a good playlist.
It's pretty. Both
Billie Holiday on it.
Both playlists are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Both night and daytime.
Yeah, I listened to both, and they were both.
My phone. Fun. If my phone could play sound, I would have listened to them.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Zach, they're coming for you.
I was like, why are you playing fire trucks?
I'm not playing a random fire truck sound.
You know what? We've gone 42 minutes without using the air horn.
That's true. We'll figure it out. Well, I didn't want to... Since I'm like playing music that I like care about today,
yeah.
Like I'm not. I wasn't going to like play the air horn.
No air horn for the... No air horn during Marvin Gaye.
For that Heart Is Full song, I really dug that. I listened to that for the first time yesterday during... It's in the Luke Cage trailer,
mm-hmm.
which is a show that I was not excited for. And then I watched the trailer, and now I'm really excited for it. Yeah. Like, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked really fun.
Did you watch the Rogue One trailer?
Yeah, last night. That was really cool.
That looks awesome.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, I think it totally... It captures the one thing that I think Force Awakens got about Star Wars, and the prequels just did not get about Star Wars, which is like, Star Wars is a world... where you can get to space by taking a wrench to an engine and like hooking it up to like a steam vent, you know, like there's nothing like weird sciencey or otherworldly about Star Wars. It's just like, all right, like let's get the motor oil out and let's build a spaceship. Like, you know, everything's dirty. Everything is like physical,
yeah.
You know, nothing's like electric. Everything is like, it's almost steampunk, but not. It's like steampunk meets Mad Max, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, everything runs on gasoline, you know?
It's the Empire.
Like, oh my god, we gotta fix the hyperdrive. Let's hit something.
Why do you know? Why do you think it blew up so much?
Yeah.
It's all the gasoline.
I think, Rogue One to me looks like it totally captures that. It captures, like, the dirtiness and the, like, the groundedness.
Yeah.
And it just looks fun. Like, it looks like a war movie.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
It looks like Saving Private Ryan, but with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Can
I mention what we were talking about
earlier? Yeah, totally.
So, I found this yesterday on Reddit, and that this website, birthmoviesdeath.com, so consider the source, has a headline out that says, Donald Glover is the first choice for a young Lando Calrissian in the new Han Solo movie that's coming out, like, not next year, but the year after, that they're going to be filming soon. Mm-hmm. It's one of the three. So they're doing the three,
three saga movies, interspersed and then, with the, I believe they're called the anthology movies.
The anthology movies.
The spin-offs.
Spin-off movies. So they're doing a movie about young Han Solo, and the rap has confirmed that, Lando Calrissian will be in that Han Solo one, and that the first choice by the directors to star as Lando Calrissian is Donald Glover, also known as the rapper Childish Gambino, also known as Troy Barnes from Community, also known as whatever his character's name is going to be from that upcoming FX show Atlanta, which looks pretty cool.
What I find interesting about that is, so that movie is being directed by the guys who did 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street and the Lego Movie, which are my three favorite movies of the past 5 years. Like, I really love those guys as directors. And they're also directing the animated Spider-Man film that's going to come out in the next few years.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because he plays Miles Morales in Ultimate Spider-Man. Yeah. So,
which, you know, our campaign for Donald... I mean R, meaning the internet. The internet's campaign of Donald for Spider-Man when they eventually cast Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
No, it was Tom Holland.
No, this was back.
No, the campaign wasn't before Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, it was. No, this one happened when Tom Holland was cast, but years ago, back in like 2000, what was it? When did the first...
That was 2011.
That's because Donald Glover starred in Community from 2009 on. In the beginning of the second season of Community, the first episode, was the summer between those two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There was the big campaign when they cast Andrew Garfield. They were trying to get a Miles Morales story and have Donald Glover play it. In the first episode of the second season of Community, as a reference to that, Donald Glover is wearing Spider-Man pajamas, which I think is just so cool.
He is officially cast in that new, not the animated Spider-Man movie, but the live-action Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. What's that one? Homecoming?
Homecoming, yeah. Which I don't know if they've officially said what his character is going to be, but
yeah, he's in a Spider-Man movie, which I'm all happy for. Did you ever watch his stand-up? It's on Netflix. I think it's Weirdo, Donald Glover Weirdo.
Yeah, I have.
He has a whole like part of his set in that is about when they did the Donald for Spider-Man thing, and he talks about like people didn't want him to play Spider-Man because he's African-American, and he's imitating people online. Oh, we're gonna have a black Spider-Man now, might as well have Michael Cera play Shaft. And I'm like, and he says yes, which I think would be, imagine Michael Cera playing Shaft.
I think a Shaft remake is the last thing that needs to happen.
No, it's the first thing that needs to happen. And with Michael Cera cast as Shaft.
Here is a, as of 2 days ago, unreleased, but as of yesterday, released White Stripes track called City Lights. We'll be back soon on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm to keep the crowd from looking back. Instruments to be exhumed. Shrieking comes in out of tune. Other people's lives are failures, baby, but all of our mistakes are art. Keep the record going, keep the music going. A brand new start. I'd swear that you were heaven sent to destroy the monument. Army against complacency and weaponize my irony. Other people's lives are failures, baby, but all of our mistakes are ours.
Was the song City Lights by the White Stripes, featured on the new Jack White acoustic album that's going to be released soon, and Driftless Pony Club with Yermington. There are no vowels in the title. It's Yrmnhtn.
You've definitely played that song before, and yes, you've definitely used that exact same joke
off
before.
Of it's the closing track off of their album Magnificent. Their band that I
now I remember where that song was. That whole time that song was playing, I was like, why does this sound so familiar? And then you said that joke.
Yrmington.
Yeah, there are no vowels in this song.
You need to everyone should go listen to Driftless Pony Club because they're a great band, and they're widely unknown because they're kind of only known because the lead singer is the video blogger Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. Great dude. Just moved to Austin, Texas, interestingly enough.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay.
Austin, Texas.
You know what a video blogger is.
I don't know what Austin, Texas is.
Austin, Texas. 91.5 WMFO.
Austin. Oh, man. I didn't
Austin,
even see what time
Texas.
Was.
Yeah, it's pretty late. We're going to go get breakfast.
We can't even talk about what we were going to talk about.
What were we going to talk about?
Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, Buzz Aldrin going to the Olympics. He's at every event. He's been posting a lot of pictures of it, and he's very American.
Yeah.
He was at the canoe slalom the other day.
What?
Which, have you never seen this? The whitewater slalom?
The whitewater slalom.
Dude, it's the best Olympic event.
Did you hear about that, by the way, before we have to cut it off, did you hear about that Italian, race walker who was suspended for steroids?
No.
There was some Italian race walker, which I guess race walking is an event. In Alex Schweizer or something like that gets an 8-year ban for steroids the week before the Olympic race.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
just 2 Olympics that he has to miss?
I don't know. I don't know if race walking has any world championships. The world championships of race walking? I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know, but I didn't know race walking was something you'd have to use steroids for. I thought it was just...
Yeah, that is kind of...
Yeah.
walking at a brisk
the
pace.
The attempt to jog must
I feel
be
like
so
the way to cheat in
terrible.
Race walking is to run.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you get disqualified for that. I don't know what race
walking
is.
How do they determine
is.
A run?
I don't know.
Like, what if you're so fast?
I need to learn the rules of race walking, and I need to watch some race walking. Because that is an event I've never heard of.
Maybe at least 1 foot needs to be on the ground at all times is what I would imagine. Because when you run, you like slightly kind of like jumping. So like you're not touching the ground at one point, like while you're running.
Yeah,
like that's there's true. There's like a split. There's a moment where you're not touching
you
the ground.
You have to have both.
Where walking, I think maybe like something has to be touching the ground at all times.
Yeah,
and then, I get that.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I
like
have no idea
how
about.
How like video photography first discovered that like horses take both feet off of the or all 4 feet off the ground when they're running.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, this has been 91.5 WMFO. You've been listening to the Astro Hour. Tune in next week where we talk about things.
Are we back on next week with you?
We'll talk about boosted boards next week. How about that?
I don't know what that is, so
you'll find out.
I'll have to read up on that.
Tune in.
And it's a long board with a motor on it.
Oh my god, they have a free board. We have to remind me to talk about that. It's so cool. It's
okay.
Snowboarding on like land.
That's amazing. 915 WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for, I don't think there's an 11 o'clock show today, but there is definitely a 12 o'clock show. In the meantime, we've got some nice predetermined computerized tunes for y'all. But before that, we've got All We Got by Chance the Rapper off the album Coloring Book. Tune in next week. I've been Zach Going. These have been Sean Freeman and Chris Del Russo.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your weekend. And we back. Hey, this ain't no intro.